Welcome to Program Notes for Your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the 2017 and 2018 season. The program notes I'm reading for today are for the performance by the North Carolina Symphony on Friday, December 1st at 12 noon at Maymandy Hall, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. This concert will be conducted by Grant Llewellyn, and the special guest will be the North Carolina Master Chorale. Now, the program on this performance will include the following. The North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform the Brandenburg Concerto, number 1 in F major by Johann Sebastian Bach. And that will be followed by another work by Bach, the Cantata number 63, well known as the Christmas Cantata. And that one will feature the North Carolina Master Chorale as well. The third work on the performance is Dietrich Buxtehude's In Dulci Jubilo, again featuring the symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale. And the chorale returns once again to perform Bach's Cantata number 191. That will be followed by Bach's Air from Orchestral Suite number 3, performed by the North Carolina Symphony. Then another Bach work, selections for the from the Christmas Oratorio, again featuring the North Carolina Master Chorale. And the finale for this wonderful concert is Antonio Vivaldi's Gloria, again featuring the North Carolina Symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale. First, I'll begin with some biographical information about the North Carolina Master Chorale. One of the major choral organizations of the Southeast, the North Carolina Master Chorale has been performing choral orchestral masterworks for 75 years. The Master Chorale boasts two renowned ensembles, a 170-voice symphonic choir, and a 22-voice professional chamber choir with a diverse repertoire from Renaissance to contemporary music. Its singers, selected by audition, bring a collective wealth of training and experience. The Master Chorale is the resident chorus of the North Carolina Symphony and regularly collaborates with symphony orchestras, opera companies, ballet, and touring productions as well. Music director and conductor Alfred E. Sturgis holds multiple degrees in music and performed with Robert Shaw in the United States and Europe. In addition to the Master Chorale, Sturgis serves as music director for the Carolina Ballet and the Tar River Philharmonic Orchestra. The organization received a Raleigh Medal of Arts in recognition of its rich heritage and numerous artistic contributions to the community. Founded as the Raleigh Oratorio Society in 1942, the Master Chorale has evolved into a major regional performing arts group that works with more than 250 artist musicians each season, reaching an annual audience of more than 10,000 choral arts enthusiasts. The first work to be performed by the symphony is the Brandenburg Concerto, number 1 in F major, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach was born March 21st, 1685, in Eisenach, Germany, and he died July 28, 1750, in Leipzig. The work was composed around 1720. The overview for the Brandenburg Concerto is as follows. The Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 originated in the three-movement sinfonia in F major that Bach composed to introduce the hunting cantata he wrote to celebrate the birthday of Prince Christian of Saxe-Weissenfels in 1713. The Merry Hunt is my delight. It was the source of the much-loved pastoral Sheep May Safely Graze. To create the first Brandenburg Concerto several years later, Bach thoroughly revised the sinfonia, adding a violin to the soloists, expanding the finale with an additional Polonaise episode, and composing anew the third movement. Bach again reworked portions of the Concerto No. 1 for the secular cantata United Discord, written in 1726 for the installation of Dr. Gottlieb Korte as professor of law at Leipzig University. The opening movement, whose lusty horn calls recall the concerto's origin in a work inspired by The Hunt, contains a joyous abundance of notes driven by a muscular, rhythmic energy. The adagio is a poignant lament, largely carried on in dialogue between the first oboe and the solo violin. The third movement, in vigorous 6/8 meter, is bright and virtuosic. The finale is a procession of dances. It begins with a menuetto for the full ensemble that returns rondo fashion as the structural support of the movement. Interspersed are a section for two oboes and bassoon, a polonaise for strings, and a rousing trio for horns and three unison oboes. The instrumentation for this work is three oboes, bassoon, two horns, harpsichord, and strings. The second work to be performed by the Symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale on this noon concert is the opening chorus from Cantata No. 63 by Johann Sebastian Bach. This work was composed in 1713 or 1714, and the first performance was on Christmas Day on either 1713 in Halle or in 1714 in Weimar. Here is the overview. Christian's Engrave the Day was composed either in 1713 as the Christmas Cantata for Halle, where Bach had applied for the position of organist, or 1714 for his current job as concertmeister at the court of Duke Wilhelm Ernst in Weimar, where he had served as organist and chamber musician since 1708. Evidence for Halle might be the text, which was probably written by Johann Michael Heinicus, a well-known German theologian who was then pastor of Halle's Liebenfreudkirche, supervisor of the church's music, and kindly disposed toward Bach's application for employment. In addition, the cantata's elaborate scoring, which calls for three oboes, bassoon, four trumpets, timpani, strings, and continuo, would have been better suited to the vast nave of the Neufrauenkirche, which was so large that its 16th-century building incorporated the towers of two earlier churches that had previously occupied the site, than to the modest court chapel and performing forces at Weimar. Bach so valued this joyous work that he revived it in 1723 for his first Christmas as Kapellmeister in Leipzig. The orchestration for this cantata No. 63 by Bach is three oboes, three bassoons, four trumpets, timpani, organ, and strings. Next on the program, the North Carolina Symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale will perform In Dulce Jubilo by Dietrich Buxtehude. Buxtehude was born around 1637 in Helsingborg. He died May 9, 1707 in Lübeck. The dates of composition and the first performance of this work are unknown. Here is the overview. In Dulce Jubilo was one of the best-loved German Christmas chorales, derives from a 14th-century melody that was fitted with a macaronic, meaning a mixed-language text, when it was printed in Klug's Sacred Songs in Wittenberg in 1535, and has also long been sung with Robert Pearsall's 1837 English verses that begin, "Good Christian men rejoice." Dietrich Buxtehude was one of the outstanding Northern European organists and composers of the generation before Bach. He made the old hymn the basis for an organ prelude. It was Buck's WV-197 was the catalog number, as well as vocal work for soprano, alto, bass, violins, and continuo in Buck's WV-52, the catalog number for that one. The instrumentation for In Dulce Jubilo is for harpsichord and strings. Next, the Symphony and the Master Chorale will perform Cantata No. 191 by Johann Sebastian Bach. This work was composed in 1733, revised 1745, and the first performance was on Christmas Day in 1745 in Leipzig. Here's the overview. Bach's Cantata No. 191, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, is a reworking of the Kyrie and Gloria he had contributed to the celebrations surrounding the installation of Friedrich August II as successor to his late father as Elector of Saxony in April 1733. In 1745, Bach borrowed three sections from the collection of movements comprising the 1733 Kyrie and Gloria for use as the festive Christmas services in Leipzig. That work is now known as his Cantata No. 191. The closing movement, first associated with the words Cum Sancto Spiritu, was slightly reworked to accommodate the new verses, Sicut erat in principio. The instrumentation for Bach's Cantata No. 191 is two flutes, two oboes, three trumpets, timpani, harpsichord, and strings. The next work on this program will be the air from Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D major by Johann Sebastian Bach. Here is the overview. The dating of the orchestral suites is conjectural. It was long believed that Bach composed them during his tenure, 1717 to 1723, as director of music at the court of Anhalt-Köthen, north of Leipzig, where he was in charge of the instrumental rather than the sacred vocal music. It was for his duties at Köthen that Bach wrote many of his outstanding instrumental works, including the Brandenburg concertos, violin concertos, and much of his chamber music. The surviving sources for the suites, however, are all from Bach's time in Leipzig, 1723 to 1750, where his heavy duties directing the music at the city's churches still allowed him time to lead the Collegium Musicum, the musical college, that was the principal local producer of instrumental concerts. They performed on Friday afternoons in Gottfried Zimmermann's coffee house. The only extant performing materials for the suites are from about 1725. That's suites number 1 and 4, from 1731 to suite number 3, and 1738 to 1739, number 2. Though it is uncertain if they were originally composed for the Collegium concerts at those times or arranged from now lost pieces written as early as the Curtin years. The air from the third suite bears a general term used during Bach's time for an instrumental piece in slow tempo with a sweet, ingratiating melody in the upper voice. This haunting, bittersweet music is one of Bach's best-loved creations. The instrumentation for Air from Orchestral Suite No. 3 is for harpsichord and strings. Next on the program, the North Carolina Symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale will perform selections from Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. This was composed in 1734. The first performance was December 1734 to January 1735 in Leipzig. Now here's the overview. Bach created his magnificent Christmas oratorio to adorn the holiday season services of December 1734 to January 1735 in Leipzig's churches, assigning its six parts to the observances of the 3 days of Christmas, December 25th, 26th, and 27th, and the Feast of the Circumcision, January 1st, the first Sunday of the new year, and the Feast of the Epiphany, January 6th. As the sources for several movements in parts 1 through 5, Bach reworked numbers from three secular cantatas that he had composed in 1733 and 1734. Those three cantatas, by the way, were catalog listing BWV 213, 214, and 215, honoring the birthdays and anniversaries of various Saxon royal personages, fitting them with appropriate sacred texts. The balance was composed anew. For Part 6, Bach recycled an entire church cantata, BWV 248A, now lost except for a set of instrumental parts. And the final work to be performed by the North Carolina Symphony and the Master Chorale during this noon performance is Selections from Gloria, RV 589, by Antonio Vivaldi. The dates of composition and the first performance for the Selections from Gloria are unknown. Here is the overview. The date and occasion of the composition for which Vivaldi composed the Gloria are unknown. As I mentioned, the score was discovered in the 1920s in an important manuscript collection of Vivaldi's works in Turin that also contains another setting in D major of the Gloria, RV 588, which has never enjoyed the popularity of its companion. The opening Gloria in Excelsis Deo of RV 589, with its excited, bounding octave principal motif, captures perfectly the jubilation of this paean to the Almighty. Et in terra pax, built across long arches of perfectly executed harmonic suspensions, is one of Vivaldi's most intense and moving creations. Domine Fili Unigente is carried along on the majestic dotted rhythms reminiscent of the French operas of the Italian expatriate Jean-Baptiste Lully, nay Giovanni Battisti Lully in 1632 in Florence. The joyous music and mood of the Gloria's opening return in the Quonium tu Solus Sanctus before a grand fugal setting of Cum Sancto Spiritu closes this masterwork of Baroque musical piety. The instrumentation for this work is oboe, trumpet, harpsichord, and strings. The symphony notes were written for the program and copyrighted in 2017 by Dr. Richard E. Rhoda. Listening to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading all of the program notes from the classical music series of the North Carolina Symphony for the entire 2017 and 2018 season. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will remain available for the remainder of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.